software, How to Juggle, and sold it for $75. What I really loved was the ways we could use computers to share information. When I was 15 years old, I started my first company, Liberty Software, with some friends. We wrote adventure games for the Atari 800. My grandmother wrote the music for the games, and my parents were supportive of my entrepreneurial endeavors, even permitted me to travel to Europe on my own to research a castle I was going to replicate in a game. The sense of independence that trip initially fostered was quelled when I forgot to phone home and my panicked mother called Scotland Yard. Embarrassing, but true. It was incredible to sell something that I had created from nothing. I took the reviews very seriously. Even back then, I knew that to be successful, I needed to listen to the users. Luckily, the games did well. I was 16 years old and earning royalties of about $1,500 a month. It was enough to buy a car and cover college. I focused my studies at the University of Southern California on building companies and creating new technologies. I ran Liberty Software out of my dorm room. The lessons I learned as an entrepreneur were pivotal, as were those I learned working for somebody else. In 1984, I had a summer job at Apple, writing some of the first native assembly language for the Macintosh. I had the opportunity to work on the most exciting and important project at Apple, and it was like getting paid to go to Disneyland. There were fruit smoothies in the refrigerators, a motorcycle in the lobby, and shiatsu massages. The very best part was being able to witness Steve Jobs walking around, motivating the developers. Steve's leadership created the energy and spirit in the office. Apple encouraged the think different mindset throughout its entire organization. We had a pirate flag on the roof. That summer, I discovered that it was possible for an entrepreneur to encourage revolutionary ideas and foster a distinctive culture. That lesson became even more obvious when I returned to Apple for a second summer internship as a technical sales support person with an Apple partner. Although only 1 year had passed, Apple was an extraordinarily different place. Steve Jobs had been fired, and everything I prized about Apple's visionary culture had evaporated. While the environment was not as invigorating, I learned another critical lesson that would guide the rest of my career: the power of each customer exchange. If the exchange was executed as well as possible, if we made the customer truly successful, we had the opportunity to transform him or her into an Apple loyalist and evangelist. The idea of customer success opened my eyes. At heart, I was still a shy computer programming geek, addicted to building technology. But right before graduation, two of my entrepreneurship professors, Tom O'Malley and Mac Davis, offered some direct advice that significantly altered my path. They told me that the most successful business executives would be the ones who got real-world experience before starting their own companies. In their opinion, real-world experience was a sales position focused on building relationships with customers. They called it carrying a bag. Their advice led me to accept a job at Oracle, answering customer service calls that came into the software company's 800 number. I wasn't convinced that I wanted to dedicate myself to sales, and I didn't want to be an 800 number operator. But I soon discovered that working with customers was much more fun than writing code, and it turned out that I was pretty good at it. Oracle had about 200 people when I started, and the fast-growing company prized the efforts of young people and rewarded them. Founder and CEO Larry Ellison regularly walked the halls to chat with employees. I usually took these opportunities to share my enthusiasm for Macs. Soon after, I sent Larry a note asking when Oracle would be on the Macintosh and included a business plan about how to make us successful in the Apple market. Larry made me the director of Oracle's Macintosh division. Being responsible for the division that created software for personal computers was an amazing opportunity. Then, after Tom Siebel, the executive who ran direct marketing, resigned and recommended me as his replacement, I inherited an even more exciting and formative role. It was Larry's vision that inspired me. He wanted me to create an electronic village and the next generation.